The Honored Guest, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. It is not every day that someone special comes to visit you at your home, but when they are invited or inform us that they will be visiting, we usually get busy with activity in preparation for their arrival. There is the house that we want to make sure is in tip-top shape, and the special meal that we want to prepare in anticipation of their visit. This was the case for Martha, the sister of Mary and Lazarus. It would not be long, and Jesus, the honored guest, would be sitting in her home. Jesus, the one called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. What a privilege and what an honor that he would visit any of our homes. Martha herself said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." So when Jesus arrived, Martha excitedly welcomed him as well as the 12 disciples. However, it was not long after their initial greeting that Martha scurried away. She was distracted with food, dishes, and service. Instead of loving and appreciating the Lord, valuing his presence, and treasuring his words, her service for him had taken the place of her devotion to him. It is no surprise that she soon finds herself with a worried, frustrated, resentful, and angry spirit. Instead of being in fellowship with Jesus, the disciples, and even her own sister Mary, who were sitting together in the living room, as it were, enjoying a blessed time of fellowship, Martha in the kitchen had no time for the company of Jesus, his word, or for others who love the Lord. In her frustration, she goes to Jesus, fussing and complaining, saying, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." Jesus, who loved Martha, preciously said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." In conclusion, although it is God who has richly blessed us all with gifts and talents to be used in service to glorify him and to help others, to build up the body of Christ and to shine as a light in the midst of a dark and perverse generation, it is probably true that most of us need to be reminded at times that our love and devotion to the Lord, sitting in his presence, listening to his word, and worshiping him, should be our top priority. Father, help us to manage our time, make right choices, and to keep our priorities straight. During this Christmas season, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to restore our fellowship with you. It is in his name we pray. Amen. This is Velma Jean Sanders with God's Word Alive, godswordalive.net, December 2020.